Hello and welcome to Green Scene, EPA's series of environmental podcasts that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino with the Office of Multimedia. This is National Poison Prevention Week. Every 13 seconds, U.S. poison centers receive a call about someone being exposed to a poison. 90% of those calls concern poisonings that have occurred in the home, and over 50% of the victims are children younger than 6 years old. So, what can you do to prevent this from happening in your home? To tell us more about this very important subject, we have Jim Gulliford, Assistant Administrator for the Office of Prevention, Pesticides, and Toxic Substances. Thanks, Jim, for coming today.
Thanks, Judy.
So, why is EPA involved in National Poison Prevention Week?
Well, Poison Prevention Week, National Poison Prevention Week, gives us one opportunity a year to have a national platform to speak to an issue that we feel is very important to our homeowners and our parents every day of the year. That's how we can avoid unintentional poisonings in the home.
So as we mentioned, every 13 seconds they receive a phone call. So as we speak, someone is actually being exposed to a poison. What are some common products that many households keep around that may be potentially dangerous to children if not properly stored or secured?
There are a lot of products that are important to consumers and to parents to have in their homes, such as insecticides, such as antimicrobials, disinfectants, the types of products that we use to keep our homes safe from pests. However, if they're not used properly, and if they're allowed to be available for accidental exposures, we can have poisoning problems.
Okay, so let's talk about proper storage.
That's our first and most important priority, is to keep these items out of the reach of children again. So we ask that we recommend that parents store them high and lock the doors to these types of containers. We use products such as these types of door locks, which are available in hardware stores anywhere across the country. We use them commonly, again, to provide latches to protect our children from access.
Easy to use?
Very easy to use. In fact, in January, I have a son and daughter-in-law who have a young one-year-old, and we went through their house. We purchased these actually in packages of 12, that by the time you get through all of the types of drawers and doors where you want to prevent access, you can put as many as a dozen of them in your home.
So one of many preventive measures.
Yes.
The Poison Data Center reported thousands of calls made to poison centers with concerns about exposure to common household pesticides. Many poisoning incidents reported from children ingesting illegal pesticides. So what are they, and how can we prevent the kids from getting
We're very concerned about access to illegal pesticides. They may be sold on the street or in small stores, but they are products that aren't registered with the Environmental Protection Agency. Products such as mosquito coils, such as chalk for rodent and roach control. Those types of products, if they're not labeled as appropriate from the Environmental Protection Agency, one, they may be more toxic than our people are that are appropriate for use, but secondly, they may also not have the instructions that are very important to make sure that products are used safely and properly for their intended purpose.
So we're looking for the registration from the EPA.
Exactly.
Okay. How do most poisonings occur, and how can guardians, parents, and seniors, caregivers, avoid these things from happening?
Well, even when we take special concerns to store our pesticides or these products properly, often when they're in use, it's not unlikely that children can have access to them. If you're using a product, the phone rings, the timer goes off on the oven, you get up, you leave the product, children are so quick that they can get to these products and have access to them in a very unintentional way.
So now we've been talking about prevention. What if something unfortunately does happen? What should then people do?
All right, our first advice to any parent or caregiver is to stay calm. It's important that you get the correct information, and that can be done by accessing the National Poison Hotlines by dialing 1-800-222-1222. And when that phone is answered, you'll have a professional that can give you immediate advice as to what you should do. So give that professional the best and most accurate information you can with respect to the product that may have been accidentally ingested, the amounts, but don't tell them things that you don't know. Give them accurate information, and if you don't know the answer as to how much, tell them that.
Now, we should also mention that this phone number is also good to
for
ask about preventative measures.
Exactly. They can give you information on, again, how to protect yourself, how to protect your children from accidental poisonings.
Okay. What is the EPA doing to prevent pesticide poisoning?
Well, we provide information through our websites as to the types of things that we can do, again, to protect our children. But we're also doing a rulemaking right now to provide better protections for rodenticides. We want to make sure that people have access to mouse and rodent control pesticides, but at the same time that they be made safer in the access. So what we're developing is a rule that would require child-proof or child-protective types of devices, bait blocks that are solid rather than pellets, so that the pesticides are still available to the rodents but are less available to children.
Okay, so we have been talking about children and family members. Pets, sometimes, they're considered our family members, and they're almost like kids also as well. What about our pets? What can we do to protect them?
It's equally important that we prevent the access of pets to these products. So the same type of recommendations for how to store products properly, how to display them properly, how to use them properly, apply to pets as well. Follow the label, prevent access, and you're going to be able to protect your pets as well.
Thanks, Jim. It's important to know that these poisonings are preventable.
Thanks, Judy.
For more information, please contact the Poison Center toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-800-222-1222. See you next time on Green Scene.